You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. I'm Leora Zeitlin. There is a project here in New Mexico called Hey Mozart, New Mexico. It's been going on for several years. And the way it works is that young musicians up until through the age of 12 are invited to submit a melody, either that sung or performed or just in notation or in some sort of recorded form, to the organization in Albuquerque. And then about 15 or 16 each year are selected from all the entries from around the state, and they are sent to professional composers and arrangers and musicians who arrange them for orchestra. And then what happens is there's a big gala concert in Albuquerque where the young musicians get to play their melody on whatever original instrument or sing it at the concert. And then they hear an orchestra perform the orchestrated version for the first time. That's the first time the public gets to hear it. The program is now going every 2 years. So the last time we had a Hey Mozart concert was a couple of years ago, and I'll be welcoming in two local winners in just a few moments to join us. We're going to listen to their melodies and the orchestrations from the concert in Albuquerque from late 2011 first, and then we'll be talking about it afterwards. We just heard Seasonal Lullaby, music by Michaela Smelker, a student at Las Cruces High School, and arranged by Dr. Greg Fant. We've got Michaela in the studios, Dr. Fant, and also Indumati Roychowdhury, whose music we heard just a few minutes earlier, The Joker Off Key, arranged by Eric Walters. And these two young composers were winners of the 2011 Hey Mozart, New Mexico Child Composer Project. Welcome to all of you.
Hi.
Thank you. That was Indumati.
Hello.
Michaela and...
Good afternoon.
Dr. Fant. Great. So let's start with you, Indumati. We heard your work first, and in fact, you were first in the concert in Albuquerque.
I was, yes.
Yeah. So first, let's talk about what it was like to write this piece. What gave you the idea to write The Joker Off Key?
Well, what my teacher did was every week she gave me an assignment, and I had to compose a piece based on that assignment. And I'm sorry, I have a cold. But my teacher gave me this piece to write off the whole tone scale. And what the whole tone scale is it's a scale where each note is separated from its neighbor by a whole step. And it's a really weird scale. So I decided to just experiment with it, and I got this piece.
Huh. So you were being given regular composition assignments,
yeah.
It sounds like. And who's your teacher, or who was your teacher?
Joanne Kirstein.
Okay, so are you still studying piano?
I am.
And you also were playing saxophones a couple of years ago. Are you still doing that?
Yeah.
In Las Cruces High School Band?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you started to play around with the piece, how did you come up with the title? Did that come after?
Yeah, it did. It sounded very appropriate to the way that the piece was, which was kind of weird and off-key, per se. So I named it that.
Was this the Joker as in Batman, or the Joker as in a deck of cards, or all of it?
I think it was just a general idea of someone who liked to have fun and be kind of different.
A trickster.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your musical life now. Are you playing in a band?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I'm playing in the Wind Symphony at Las Cruces High School, and I'm also playing swing music with the Mesilla Valley Swing Band, directed by Bob Burns.
Uh-huh. Excellent. From here at KRWG. Yeah. And playing piano, too?
Yeah.
And are you composing?
I haven't been composing lately, but I've been thinking about picking it back up.
Now, what was it like to be the very first one in the concert a couple of years ago, and also what was it like to hear your piece when the orchestrated version was suddenly performed for you?
It was pretty nerve-wracking to be the first one, but once I got up there, it all came really naturally, and hearing the orchestra was really exciting because it was so good, and it was different from my piece, but yet continue with the way it sounded, and it was just exciting in general.
Your piece was arranged by Eric Walters, and I'll just tell our listeners that when the when the young composers get to hear it with in the orchestrated version, they are on stage, and you are with the orchestra on stage, and you get to hear it for the first time, and we get to watch the young musicians and the expressions on your faces, which are wonderful, because it is a big surprise to hear how it gets orchestrated, and everyone is different. So was that your first major compositional effort? It sounds like you were doing little exercises for your teacher, but was this the one that...
Yeah, it was. The little exercises were specifically for Hey Mozart. So this was my first big composition, yeah.
And you were an eighth grader when...
I was 12, so yeah, I think I was an eighth grader.
Okay. Thank you. We've been talking to Indumati Roy-Chowdhury, and let's turn now to Michaela Smelker, whose piece we just heard, Seasonal Lullaby. Michaela, you are also both of you are freshmen at Las Cruces High School. Mm-hmm. Are you playing piano?
I'm still playing piano and cello.
And who do you study with?
I study with Miss Disham and Miss Rogers.
Miss Rogers at Las Cruces High. And tell us what was the inspiration for Seasonal Lullaby?
I was really just playing around because I liked playing the piano and making funny little tunes, and I just sort of made the song.
So this was completely on your own initiative, or did you also have a teacher encouraging you to submit this to Hey Mozart?
I was just playing around, and when I wrote it, my teacher liked it, so...
Then they submitted it. And how did you come up with the title?
When I was playing it for her, it was like a windy, sort of breezy outside, so we decided to call it Seasonal Lullaby. So.
Was it this season, the March windy season?
Yes, I believe it was.
Okay, so we're sort of in an anniversary moment. And then what was it like for you when you got to perform it at that same gala concert in Albuquerque?
I was a little scared that I would mess up, but I was really happy with it.
And then what was it like when you heard the band arrangement? Because yours was really for band.
I loved it. It was amazing.
Can you say anything more about that?
I think it was the oboe that was... I liked the oboe because it was playing like my favorite little part. So...
And you're playing now in the orchestra also, one of the orchestras at Las Cruces
yes.
High? And how much time a day do you practice your various instruments?
I practice piano more than I do my cello. And I usually practice it like once or twice a day, maybe.
All right, let's bring Dr. Fant into this conversation. Dr. Fant was given the opportunity to arrange Michaela's piece, and tell us what that process was like for you in terms of choosing what instruments you were going to use and how you take a melody and turn it into a whole band piece.
Well, you know, it's interesting from the standpoint. I was contacted by the director of the Hey Mozart New Mexico organization, and they actually asked me to do the band version. Historically, these had all been orchestra arrangements, and I, from my understanding and visiting with the leadership, they wanted to expand the palette, if you will, of the ensembles and try to involve more ensembles and actually have more students involved. So I think they were trying to expand the whole scope of the project. So I wasn't given a choice. I was asked to do the band arrangement. And that's my, you know, the band is my background. Orchestra is not my major area. So that was the band focus. Michaela's piece, you know, as you heard in the piano, in her piano rendition, it stands alone. You know, she could perform that on piano as often as she wanted to, and people would hear, yeah, that's a, you know, it works. It's a complete piece. And that's actually true for both of our young composers here. I think if you've listened to a lot of the Hey Mozart entries, particularly from the younger kids, it's just a melody, and there's no real harmonic activity going on. And so for the people doing those arrangements, it's really a greater challenge, because they've got to take what's implied harmonically in the melodic line. But that wasn't the case here. Actually, you know, in Michaela's case, she gave a complete piece there. And so I would even be willing to say that calling me the arranger may be a step more than it really is, because it's really more of an orchestration of what she did. All I added was an intro and a coda, if you will, to try to give us some ending points there. And in talking with Carl, who the executive director, the request was to try not to add too much, to let the flavor of the students' ideas come through and not cover them up. And I don't know if that was a problem in the past, but it's real easy for the arranger to get so involved in the piece that they let their voice overshadow the composer's voice in this particular situation. So I was trying to be very, very conscious of letting Michaela's voice come through and just be an amplifier for that voice. And because the material was so strong to begin with, it that made that part pretty easy. I will admit, and now that it's all said and done, I almost wish I could have written that. They'd asked me to write it for orchestra, because there's something about the line that would almost flow, I think, really well with orchestra. And so maybe that's a project for Michaela and Miss Rogers to rescore her piece for orchestra. But what I was thinking of, I was trying to think of the band as being this, if you will, a really large piano, and allowing the lines to flow through the ensemble, so that you weren't always just hearing this particular part of the piece coming from a low voice and this particular from a high voice. The way she was doing the pianistic roles through in the original, we tried to capture that through sort of a bell-like effect through the ensemble. And so it was a great joy. It was a fun thing to do, and I was glad to be a part of it.
And were you two in touch at all during the process?
We a little bit, not a lot. We had a couple of phone calls, and I recall one just trying to get a sense of who she was and what she was thinking. And looking back, we always have little regrets and big regrets in our lives. And one of my regrets is that I wasn't able to be there at the premiere. That didn't come through. But there wasn't a lot of interaction at that point. And I can't remember now. It seems like there was some travel plans or something that was going on that slowed us down.
Thank you. That was Dr. Greg Phan talking about the orchestration, or whatever the band equivalent word is, of Seasonal Lullaby. Now, Indumati, was Eric Walters, the person who orchestrated your piece, in touch with you at all during the process?
No, he wasn't, actually.
Okay, so it was a complete surprise when you got to the concert. So the next Hey Mozart cycle deadline is April 30th, and my hope is that there's some young composer at home this week, or a young musician, or a family, parents, during this spring break, and they're hearing this interview, and their little boy or girl is under the age of 12 and has some talent. I would like to hear from each of you say to young musicians about submitting the melodies and what the process is like, because I would think some kids would feel a little intimidated to do this.
I was kind of intimidated at first, too, but I think it's a great experience, and you grow a lot as a musician and a person, and it's really fun, too. You meet a lot of new people, like I met Michaela, and just go for it.
And did you submit your melody written down, or as a recording, or both?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Uh-huh, and that's all you submitted, was the written melody, the Joker off-key. And what about you, Michaela? What would you say to some young musicians out there?
It's a really fun experience, and everyone needs to try to do something, and I think everyone should try to do this, because it's good for you to, like, learn from this experience.
And what about your future plans? Do you see yourself staying in music?
I believe I'm going to stay in music.
As a career or as a hobby?
As a hobby.
Mm-hmm. And what are your other interests besides music?
FFA and veterinarian, so.
Okay, so we're going to be a music playing vet someday. And is your hope to continue studying through high school and college with your music as a hobby?
Yes, and it is.
Your main instrument being piano?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Indumati, what about you?
I actually hope to do music as a career, mainly on saxophone, but I also want to stay on piano.
Uh-huh, and do you play the different saxophones?
Yeah, I do. I play alto and tenor.
Uh-huh, and do you have a preference between them, or you like them both?
I like them both, but if I had to choose, I'd choose tenor.
When did you start playing music?
I started playing piano since I was six, so that's a long time. And then I started on saxophone in sixth grade, so I played piano first.
Uh-huh. And you also sing a little bit.
A little bit, yes.
Because you were just in the musical. And what was that experience like, The Secret Garden, which Las Cruces High School staged?
It was really fun, and I loved it. I didn't really have an idea that I could sing, but everyone around me encouraged me, and I had this music background already, so I found that I could grow as a musician and expand my horizons a little bit.
So is that something you might want to do again?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you're very comfortable up on the stage, or you're getting there.
Yeah, I love theater.
Uh-huh, good. And Michaela, have you ever been on stage in a theatrical production?
When I was, I believe, in elementary, I was, but I haven't been on, like, a show or play, so.
Do you sing?
I used to.
Oh, this is what happens. We stop singing. Maybe you'll pick it up again at some point. And do you either of you have questions for Dr. Fant, since you have him here, a professional musician and bandmaster and composer and orchestrator? Anything you'd like to ask about the life of music? No.
You're putting him on the spot.
I did put you on the spot. How about you, Dr. Fant? Do you have a question for either of them?
If you look back on the whole experience from your first writing the composition to hearing the performance, and you could relive a couple of minutes, which couple of minutes would that be?
Let's have Michaela.
I think it would be the actual performance with the band.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of this.
The ending product.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I agree. Same for me.
Yeah.
And have both of you watched the DVD many times?
I have. Yes.
Yeah, I'm also a Hey Mozart mom, because my daughter won this several years ago, and she listened to the CD many times. I know it becomes a continuing source of inspiration.
You know, if I can just say one other thing really quick. Mm-hmm. We see the talents that both of these young women have, and how they're using those talents and sharing them with the public. But, you know, let's just take a minute and recognize the parental support, as well as the teachers, the piano teachers and the cello teacher and the saxophone teacher and their current ensemble directors. Southern New Mexico is so blessed with many great music instructors and opportunities. And so I just want to echo you in that if there's any interest at all, take the risk and submit.
You can find out more information at heymozartnm.org. The deadline for the next Hey Mozart cycle is April 30th, so you've got a month to submit your melodies. And indeed, take it from these experts, Michaela Smelker and Indumati Roy-Chowdhury and Dr. Greg Fant. Thanks to all of you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you all on KRWG.
Good afternoon.